But then you got into politics. You ran for mayor of Oklahoma City in 1967.
Yes. Our agency was invited to handle advertising for a grassroots organization called the Association for Responsible Government, the ARG. About 1960, we handled campaigns for proper people seeking offices, council or mayor, from that year till still doing it in 1967. I think they asked a number of people, I'm pretty sure, before they asked me in 1967 to run for mayor. Because they didn't ask me until, I want to say, 6-8 weeks before the election. Jack Johnson, I'll never forget that, he asked me, and I said, Jack, and this is true, this is the only office I've ever thought I might like to serve as mayor of Oklahoma City. I thought it's primarily a PR job. City manager does the heavy stuff, and that's right up my alley. But I said, it's a bad time. I've still got 6 kids at home. I just opened an office in Tulsa with no business. And Jack said, sometimes the bus only comes by once. Because of that, I decided to run. And I didn't have to raise any of the money. The organization was going to do that. So all I had to do was go around and talk and all that. So I worked pretty hard at it.
And you were running against?
I was running against Jim North, who had been mayor before. And who had been a councilman before, and whom the Daily Oklahoman had bitterly opposed 8 years earlier when he had run for mayor. They said that the city was on the verge of starvation under Jim Norton. But I'll tell you, it was kind of interesting. I had a problem with Mr. Edward L. Gaylord at that time, son of E.K. Gaylord. I was kind of on his list of guys that he didn't like very much, and so he was, I knew, opposed to my candidate. He kept calling ARG to find out who the candidate was, and they put Ralph Bull as a decoy. Well, he thinks he's going to run. He's not sure yet. And so finally, just not too long before the election, he said, no, and I'm the candidate. Now I'm out in the open. I'm exposed. So they got Tag Kimberly, who was a grocer here in Oklahoma City, pretty popular guy, to run against me. Then I got a call one day from Edgar Bell, who was the general manager and owner of KWTV at the time. On a Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, he said, I just came from a meeting in Escurvin, and they just found out that Kimberling doesn't live in Oklahoma City, so they got to get somebody else. Then they came up with Norrie. Then I got a number done on me, and I had 2 black editorials on the front page of the Oklahoma before the election. One on Friday, it said, a city slandered. That was the headline. It said that I had made numerous derogatory statements about my opponent. I had said that the city was on the verge of bankruptcy when he was mayor. Well, I did say that. They had said it was, starvation. I used a different word, but anyhow, that's what they said. A city slandered. Why would you vote for this guy? The second one said divided interest, and it said I had numerous financial contracts with the city of Oklahoma City. I'd never had a penny. They printed a retraction on that about 3 inches long on page 38 sometime the next day, but I was too late. I lost by 782 votes.
Wow. But even though you lost, you were promoted to admiral.
Matter of fact, I might not have been promoted to admiral if I'd gotten elected. I had a telegram from the commanding officer at Naval Air Station Dallas. I was in line to be the air staff commander of all the reservists at Dallas, thousands of sailors. In this wire, he said something about, Oklahoma City's mistake is our good fortune, and I got the job of staff commander. If I hadn't had that command, which was my second command, in addition to being the commanding officer of a fighter squadron, I probably wouldn't have gotten promoted.
It worked out, didn't it?
Yeah.